49ers have won three in a row, and we're back for more Origin DNA of a Play to break it all down. It's Tim Ryan right there. He's breaking down Jimmy Garoppolo's 381-yard performance against the Titans. We'll get to the game-winning drive. We'll get to the play on defense that got them there. But first, we've got to start with a 17-play touchdown drive in the first half, Tim. This was really impressive stuff starting on third down.
Yeah, really good stuff across the board. And Jimmy Garoppolo played outstanding and first back-to-back 300-yard passer in a long time for the 49ers. And he did it in a bunch of different ways. He was able to beat pressure, and he was able to beat coverage. And we'll give you a few examples of some heavy pressure. So I want you to look right here. This is going to be a seven-man pressure. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven guys coming. Now, it's going to end up right here. He's got to get out and cover the flat. Watch Jimmy Garoppolo see this. There's the release by Kyle Juszczyk. This is what you call beating the seven-man zero blitz game. Here they come, seven of them. No way they can get to Kyle Juszczyk. That was third and six for a huge first down down on the goal line. Here's a better look at it right here, Joe, because here's the guy that's going to end up coming free, Byard, the safety for the Tennessee Titans. Now, Carlos Hyde doesn't do a great job in protection. He misses, but it doesn't matter. The Band-Aid of Jimmy Garoppolo on top of that mistake is able to find Kyle Juszczyk for the first down. Now, here's an example where Tennessee wants to play coverage and zone coverage. So it's just going to be a four-man rush. Keep your eye on Garrick Celek, who's going to get out here and really just go right to the end zone. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to look right. First read, Trent Taylor. Nope, doesn't like it. He's double covered, looks back to the left, nothing there. Now he extends the play with his legs, defies X's and O's, and finds the wide open Celek in the end zone for the touchdown, and a big touchdown it was for Jimmy Garoppolo. So great examples there of beating the blitz with his mind and release, and then right here recognizing, all right, it's four man, nope, don't like it right, don't like it left, now I got to get out of here, extend the play. He's directing traffic, finds Garrett Celek for the touchdown. Now, none of this is possible in terms of winning the game at the end and those great plays at the end with a minute seven without this huge stop on third and two. And these are the two guys you need to focus on. You're going to have a trap right there. The left guard's going to try to kick out DeForest Buckner. So really clinic football. You want him to come underneath that. They call spill it. He reads it perfectly, gets underneath it, and Brock Coyle straight downhill with a huge tackle right there again. He's going to get underneath this block and then watch Coyle straight downhill on DeMarco Murray for a huge stop that gave the opportunity for the 49er offense to drive down the field and kick the game-winning field goal.
49ers have been so good, and you have 107 left. It took just three plays to get into field goal range. This starts the pass to Trent Taylor.
Yeah, here's what I love about this. I want you to, and we've talked about blitz pressure. We've talked about coverage. Here you're going to get man coverage, two-man coverage, but only a four-man rush. Garoppolo's going to see it right away. This guy bails out. So this is going to be too deep coverage. He's going to pick up Trent Taylor on the crossing route. Now, what I like about this two-minute drive, you always want to start with a positive play. And they get it right here. And that's absolutely the guy to throw to. Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't even need to have his feet set. He flicks it to Trent Taylor on just an easy crosser. Now, again, we talked about cover two. We're going to see it again. Both of these safeties are going to widen. What's the cover two beater? This is a great play call. It's the tight end right down the seam. Now, they're going to get a busted coverage here on the linebacker, and you're going to see Kittle go right by him. Jimmy Garoppolo sees it, throws it right to the hole. There's a 25-yard play right there to put him in position. And then this one, they come with a little bit of both. They're going to come with some pressure. Woodyard is going to come here. Jimmy Garoppolo recognizes it off coverage. He's going to throw the in cut to Marquise Goodwin before Woodyard could get there, right down into field goal range. The rest is history, and it's Robbie Gould.
And Robbie Gould making six field goals, the huge defensive stop on third down. Jimmy Garoppolo just doing what Jimmy Garoppolo does. He's been so impressive, 1,008 yards in his three starts, giving fans so much excitement. You saw it. You saw the atmosphere. You see what the team is like post-game following that walk-off winner. And for good reason, right? I mean, this is special.
Well, I haven't seen him show a weakness yet. I mean, the way he has read coverage, the way he's delivered the ball with accuracy, his leadership has been tremendous. I guess if you said anything that he's lacking, that would be the deep ball, only because they haven't really thrown it. So he has been the answer really to everything offensively and has raised the level of everybody's play on that side of the ball. And then you see how it fires up the defense.
A huge test this week. Talked about those three games left against playoff teams. Up next, the Jacksonville Jaguars, that vaunted defense, Jalen Ramsey, Calais Campbell, Miles Jack, so many names in that crowd. What do you expect to see from Jimmy Garoppolo in the offense this week?
Well, hopefully the same type of execution that we saw against the Tennessee Titans. Look, the Titans were no slouch rushing the passer either. Now, Jacksonville does have 51 sacks. They call him Saxonville, and they're going to have to account for Calais Campbell up front, among others. That D-line will wreck your game plan in a heartbeat. But Jimmy Garoppolo seeing the coverage, making a quick decision, and throwing those pinpoint throws in terms of the ball placement. Look, if the receivers catch the ball like they have over the last couple of weeks, my motto, Joe, is real simple. A great throw beats really good coverage most of the time. So hopefully that continues.
This game right here at Levi's Stadium on Christmas Eve, we hope to see you here. As the 49ers look to give you plenty to cheer for. Tim Ryan's analysis, that's always worth cheering for. We'll see you next week right here on Origin DNA of a Play.